Hello and good afternoon. This is Trayvon Briggs, a part of Conquest Chronicles, and today we have the pleasure to be hanging out with Antoine Woods, defensive tackle from USC. First off, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Just, you know, enjoying this summer. Just looking forward to this great season that's coming up.
Man, a great 2016 season. We got a lot of expectations, a lot of high expectations for USC, for Cody Kessler, for the offense, most definitely for the defense. With Sewer Cravens, Adoree Jackson leading the way. A lot of big names, man, including yourself coming back. How's the body feeling? How excited are you to get back out there?
You know, it's been a long time since the last time I played football. So this whole offseason, the whole summer, I've just been dedicating myself to getting 100% healthy and taking care of the body, getting it ready to go for fall camp.
And right now, where do you think you're at with the rehab? Would you be ready by fall camp?
I will be 100% by fall camp. Right now, I'm about 90, 95.
Man, that's great. That's real good news, knowing that we need you right there in them trenches. Like I said, man, you guys got a lot of high expectations. The media has you guys ranked high. Some have you favored to be winning the Pac-12 championship. Even going into the playoffs, man, this is really looking like the return of USC. We've seen this before, of course. You were on that 2012 team with Mike Barkley and that whole unfinished business. Mm-hmm. And I know Kessler and the coaches have really made it a priority not to have that repeated. Just personally, you know, what are the expectations for the team?
Personally, as a senior leader on this team, you know, we remain humble as a team, and we want to have great present moments and just continue to put that work in right now in the off season, because all that hype does not matter, and we just want to continue to bond and continue to build as a team and just continue to get better, and just whatever happens, you know, it comes down to execution. Mm-hmm. So we just got to make sure that we're doing the right things to take care of the season right now.
That's definitely the key. And like you said, you're a senior, man. Mm-hmm. It's the last go around. I'm sure when you was back as a freshman, you was not thinking that it would come this fast, dude. I mean, it's a great deal. You've gotten to partner up with, you know, Josh Shar, Hayes Pollard, Leonard Williams, you know, a lot of those guys. And, you know, you guys lost them, of course, to the recently being drafted. And a lot of you guys, you know, want to go in, follow those similar footsteps. And right now, at this moment, it's... Like we said, it's that senior year. Yeah. You know, what are your expectations for the defense?
Well, Josh, Hayes, and Leonard are great players, and we will miss them. But, you know, that happens every year, and it's time for, you know, younger players and younger guys to step up to fill those big shoes. But our expectation is, you know, going under a second year under Coach Wilcox, we just want to continue to, you know, master the system and continue to get better and really just master our technique and just really just, you know, get the game plan down and just be, you know, confident out there. Going under, you know, our first time in a long time that we had a defensive coordinator for two straight years with the same coaches, same staff, and a lot of returning players. We just, you know, just humble and just going to continue just to play the system as best as we can and just get ready for the season.
That's perfect, man. And like you said, Coach Wilcox and Coach Sarkisian, I mean, they go way back in. Coach Wilcox, he's had that defensive scheme. You know, he's plugged in the right players. He's made it work everywhere that he's been, and it's shown. It's produced. You guys have a flying, electrifying defense out there playing. And, you know, just to base it off on the unit, you know, you are the face of that defensive line, you know, being a senior with your leadership. And what can we expect from the defensive line? You know, you guys have guys like Bigelow, Delvin Simmons, Townsend, Claude Pelon, and yourself. You know, a lot of big guys and a lot of potential out there plugging up those gaps, hurrying up the quarterback in, and, you know, being the focal point of this defense. What can we expect from the line?
Well, with any team, we know it starts at the defensive line. It starts up front. So me, myself, Delvon, you know, Claude, Greg, a lot of those guys, we took it upon ourselves to, you know, really take our games to the next level this offseason and really just prepare. You know, we're all seniors, and, you know, it's our last time going to be able to play for USC in the Coliseum. So we took it upon ourselves to really just master the defensive line and really, you know, with Leonard being gone, we don't want, you know, it to be no different, just to continue to build and continue to improve and move forward. So I expect us to, you know, do good things this year everyone playing hard and just, you know, keep repping that USC defensive line.
Most definitely, man. Maintaining that is the key is growth. And, you know, when I watch you play, and I've seen you over some time now, there's three things that come to my mind. Your strength, your aggressiveness, and your energy. I mean, the way you play out there, it's lights out ever since that first snap that you took. I remember watching you as many times as you played Cal, you know, out there just dominating the line, watching from the sideline, you know, as a player myself, and just seeing you out there play. And, you know, it's shown. It's product. You had a lot of production. 72 tackles, 7.5 for a loss, and 5 sacks with 20 career starts. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, you really are the face of this defensive line when it comes to leadership and experience. Mm-hmm. What do you want the most from your senior year? What does Antoine Woods want the most from himself?
Personally, I just want to, you know, be a great leader and just lead the defensive line, lead the defense, lead the team. You know, as a great leader, really just be, you know, in every way possible, on the field, off the field, and just really just want to, you know, be the player I know I can be and just dominate in all aspects of life, not just football. I mean, football is the main focus, but just really just, you know, getting this team together and really keeping that USC standard alive and just taking one game at a time and just really just dominating. You know, no specific stats, no specific tackles or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because when you dominate, it speaks for itself. So I really just want to dominate and just be that force for the D-line.
Man, spoken like a true team leader. Yeah. I've had the opportunity to get to watch a couple of the practice highlights. Yeah. And out here in the summer, you guys are really being competitive. You guys are really showing, you know, a lot of promise. Despite that you guys are only out there in just shorts, the competition is huge. You know, there's guys out there making big-time catches, big-time runs. You guys are working 110% versus the O-line and the D-line, you know, sort of getting anxious out there to get them pads on.
Definitely.
And you did mention, you know, the stats doesn't matter. But I got to see you on one highlight that I think surprised a lot of people and opened up a lot of eyes. You had an interception this summer
at one of
the summer practices.
Yeah.
So, I mean, can we expect you to be dropping back in coverage a little bit?
It's a few couple plays. Schemes? It's a few plays when they got me dropping a little bit, having a little fun from the nose tackle position. But, yeah, I mean, you know, right now I have 2 career drop picks in the USC game.
We got to get that up, man.
Yeah, so, you know, I plan on this year making it a third. And catching the third. And, you know, really, you know, I might score. I don't know. So, just, you know, when the opportunity comes, you got to make sure I capitalize and make the play.
Man, if I hear Antoine Woods goes for a 50-yard touchdown, even 60, I'm dropping the pin and I'm walking out the stadium because I hadn't seen it all, dude.
Yeah.
Going into this preseason, you know, with, you know, the seniority and the leadership, you know, and the high expectations, you've also been named to the Outland Trophy watch list recently.
Yeah.
Which represents pretty much the nation to the nation as one of the top college football interior linemen.
Yeah.
You and Max Torque was announced that as that. What are your thoughts on being recognized as one of those top guys?
Well, I'm honored and humbled to be, you know, be recognized one of the Outlets, you know, pre-watch guys. But just, it really doesn't matter, you know, just a watch list, you know. I mean, it's just, I just really have to dominate, you know. It would be great to win it, but my focus is really just, you know, about the team. You know, when the team is taken care of, then your individual goals will just happen, you know. So I just want to just dominate the season and just keep God in my life and just, you know, keep moving forward.
Always, and I'm sure you will. So yeah. I just got one last question. Switch it over to the social media.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, like we said, everybody has their personalities off the field. Mm-hmm. You know, some are good, some are bad. Yours happens to be one of the most exciting and one of the most noticed on your team.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit, who is Chef Twaka?
Oh, Chef Twaka, you know, that's like my alter ego outside of football. You know, it's when, you know, I'm getting real competitive in the kitchen. And really just, you know, whipping up some style. You know, when I do it, I call myself Chef Twaka, you know, just to let everybody know I got a little special talent outside of football. And just, you know, something I have fun with, just, you know, making these different foods and just showing it off. You know, it's really fun for social media, for my friends, fans, and family. But, Yeah, that's it. You know, Chef Twak. You know, I'm out here cooking everything you can think of. You know what I'm saying? Just doing my thing in the kitchen.
So you telling me we give you a spatula, an apron, hat, and the apron and the hat, and a grill, and Chef Twak is coming out.
Hey, we coming out. I'm gonna be there.
Yeah. Hey, we might have to get you on one of the tailgates if we can slide right through with Sarkeesian for that.
Halftime. Yeah. Just come out there and flip up some burgers.
Hey man, anything for the fans, man. And you know, I just honestly want to thank you for letting us be here, for letting myself, you know, get to sit down and really get to see where your mind is at. I really hope that you have a great season. Mm-hmm. You know, I speak for the Trojan fans. We're really excited to have you for that one last ride. Mm-hmm. And we know it's going to be a great one. We know it's going to be a great one for you, for the D-line, mm-hmm. for the linebackers, for Kessler, for Dort, for all you guys, man. We know it's going to be great. And we can't wait till you guys take the field in September against Arkansas State. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything that you want to say or shout out to the Trojan fans?
Well, just shout out to the Trojan fans, always being loyal. Let's make sure the Coliseum is live this year with a lot of energy. Fight on.
All right. Thank you. This is Trayvon Briggs with Mr. Woods. We're out of here.